Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. And this is a Hodge to Hodge podcast on Block Talk Radio. This is the Messenger Edition. I'm Nurse Carmen. We have co-producers Ken and Ron Hodge. And next we will have a conversation with the messenger, Ron Hodge.
Good evening, and once welcome back to our conversation. I let that song play a little while. Extra long today because it had some really, really, really good meanings to it for us to be able to understand exactly where it is that God resides, and to let us know that we are not as helpless or as doomed as we want to believe that we are. And I'm going to just pick up because we were talking about numerous things, but I wanted to go back over because people want to know, why does it take so long to create the reality that they choose? And I'm here to say again, for a number of reasons. And first of all, because you do not believe you can have what you choose, because you do not know what to choose, because you keep trying to figure out what's best for you. Because you want guarantees ahead of time that all your choices will be good, and because you keep changing your mind. So best is a relative term, depending on 100 variables that make choices very difficult. There should be only one consideration when making any decision. Is this a statement of who I am? Is this a pronouncement is this an announcement of who I choose to be? All of life should be such an announcement. In fact, all of life is. You can allow that announcement to be made by chance or by choice. A life by choice is a life of conscious action. A life lived by chance is a life of unconscious reaction. Reaction is just that, an action you have taken before. When you react, what you do is assess the incoming data, search your memory banks for the same or nearly the same experience, and act the way you did before. This is all the work of your mind, not of your soul. Your soul will have you search its memory to see how you might create a truly genuine experience of you in the now moment. This is the experience of soul searching, of which you have so often heard, but you have to be literally out of your mind to do. When you spend your time trying to figure out what's best for you, you are doing just that, spending your time. Better to save your time than to spend it wastefully. It is a greater time saver to be out of your mind. Decisions are reached quickly. Choices are activated rapidly because your soul creates out of present experience only, without review, analysis, and criticisms of past encounters. Remember this. The soul creates, the mind reacts. The soul knows in its wisdom that the experience you are having in this moment is an experience sent to you by God before you had any conscious awareness of it. This is what is meant by a pre-sent experience. It is already on the way to you even as you are seeking it, or even before you ask, it shall have answered you. Every moment is a glorious gift from God. That's why it is called the present. The soul intuitively seeks the perfect circumstances and situations now needed to heal wrong thoughts to bring you the right experience of who you really are. It is the soul's desire to bring you back to God, to bring you home to God. It is the soul's intention to know itself experientially and thus to know God. For the soul understands that you and God are one. Even as the mind denies this truth and the body acts out this denial, therefore, in a moment of great decision, be out of your mind and do some soul searching instead. The soul understands what the mind cannot conceive. If you spend your time trying to figure out what's best for you, your choices will be cautious, your decisions will take forever, and your journey will be launched on a sea of expectations. If you are not careful, you will drown in your expectations. The soul speaks to you in feelings. Listen to your feelings. Follow your feelings. Honor your feelings. I tell you this, your feelings will never get you into trouble because your feelings are your truth. If you want to live where you never follow your feelings, but where your feelings is filtered through the machinery of your mind, go right ahead. Make your decisions based on your mind's analysis of the situation. But don't look for joy in such machinery or for celebration of who you truly are. Remember this, true celebration is mindless. If you listen to your soul, you will know what is best for you because what is best for you is what is true for you. When you act only out of what is true for you, you speed your way down the path. When you create an experience based on your now truth, rather than react to an experience based on a past truth, you produce a new you. Why does it take so much time to create the reality you choose? This is why, because you have not been living your truth. Know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Yet, once you come to know your truth, don't keep changing your mind about it. This is your mind trying to figure out what's best. Stop it. Get out of your mind. Get back to your senses. This is what is meant by getting back to your senses. It is a return to how you feel, not how you think. Your thoughts are just that, thoughts. Mental constructions made up, creations of your mind. But your feelings, now they are real. Feelings are the language of the soul, and your soul is your truth. Feelings are neither negative or destructive. They are simply truths. How you express your truth is what matters. When you express your truth with love, negative and damaging results rarely occur. And when they do, it is usually because someone else has chosen to experience your truth in a negative or damaging way. In such a case, there is probably nothing you can do to avoid the outcome. Certainly, failure to express your truth would hardly be appropriate. Yet people do this all the time. So afraid are they to cause or to face possible unpleasantness that they hide their truth altogether. Remember this. It is not nearly so important how well a message is received as how well it is sent. You cannot take responsibility for how well another accepts your truth. You can only ensure how well it is communicated. I don't know, something just made me say, I got to say that again. Remember this. It is not nearly so important how well a message is received as how well it is sent. You cannot.
Amen.
All right. You cannot take responsibility for how well another accepts your truth. You can only ensure how well it is communicated. And by how well, I don't mean merely how clearly. I mean how lovingly, how compassionately, how sensitively, how courageously, and how completely. This leaves no room for half-truths, the brutal truth, or even the plain truth. It does mean the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. It is the so help you God part that brings in the godly qualities of love and compassion. For God will help you communicate in this way always if you ask Him. So yes, express what you call your most negative feelings, but not destructively. Failure to express, i.e. push out, negativity feelings does not make them go away. It keeps them in. Negativity keeps in harm the body and burdens the soul. I say to express, push out, get rid of your negative feelings. Now, I did not say how or to whom. All negativity need not be shared with the person about whom it is felt. It is only necessary to communicate these feelings to the others when failure to do so would compromise your integrity or cause another one to believe an untruth. Negativity is never a sign of ultimate truth, even if it seems like your truth at the moment. It may arise out of your unheard part of you. In fact, it always does. This is why it is so important to get these negativities out, to release them. Only by letting go of them, putting them out there, placing them in front of you, can you see them clearly enough to know whether you really believe them. You have all said things, ugly things, only to discover that once having been said, they no longer feel true. You have all expressed feelings, how fear to anger to rage, only to discover that once having been expressed, they no longer reveal how you really feel. In this way, feelings can be tricky. Feelings are the language of the soul, but you must make sure you are listening to your true feelings and not some counterfeit model constructed in your mind. It is. I am, but listen, because it is more complex than you now understand, some feelings are true feelings. That is, feelings born in the soul. And some feelings are counterfeit feelings that are constructed in your mind. In other words, they are not feelings at all. They are thoughts. Thoughts masquerading as feelings. These thoughts are based on your previous experiences and on the observed experience of others. You see someone grimace when having a tooth pulled. You grimace when having your tooth pulled. It may not even hurt, but you grimace anyway. Your reaction has nothing to do with reality, only how you perceive reality, based on the experience of others or on something that's happened to you in the past. The greatest challenge as human beings is to be here now, to stop making things up, stop creating thoughts about a preset moment, a moment you sent yourself before you had a thought about it. Be in the moment. Remember, you sent yourself this moment as a gift. It contains the seed of a tremendous truth to remember. Yet, when the moment arrives, you immediately begin constructing thoughts about it. Instead of being in the moment, you stood outside the moment and judged it. Then you reacted. That is, you acted as you did once before. Now look, I've said this before, these two words, creative and reactive. Now, notice that the same words, only the C has been moved. When you see things correctly, you become creative rather than reactive.
Amen.
I say that from what I'm saying. If my nurse would spell for me reactive.
R-E-A-C-T-I-V-E.
Now, would she also spell creative?
C-R-E-A-T-I-V-E.
Okay, and what was the difference in that? I know I'm shooting you. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but what was the difference?
Like you said, the C is changed.
Okay.
Its position, that's all.
Now, we've changed the position of the C so that we can see things more clearly.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, the point I'm trying to make is that when you come to each moment cleanly without a previous thought about it, you can create who you are rather than reenact who you once were. Life is a process of creation, and you keep living it as if it were a process of reenactment. So it may be normal, but it's not natural. Normal means something usually done. Natural is how you are when you're not trying to be normal. Normal and natural are not the same thing. In any given moment, you can do what you normally do, or you can do what comes naturally. I tell you this, nothing is more natural than love. If you act lovingly, you will be acting naturally. If you act fearfully, resentful, angrily, you may be acting normal, but you will never be acting naturally. Ignore your previous experience and go to the moment. And go into the moment. Be here, now. See, there is to work with right now in creating yourself anew. Remember, this is what you are doing here. You have come to this world in this way, at this time, in this place, to know who you are and to create who you wish to be. This is the purpose of all of life. Life is an ongoing, never-ending process of recreation. You keep recreating yourself in the image of your next highest idea about yourself. you think only man, I'm sorry, and I tell you this, man have achieved results much greater than flying. Men have healed sickness. Men have raised the dead. And you say one man, but you think only one man has been granted such power over the physical universe? Do you think it was only one man who was giving power to part the Red Sea? So the point that I'm making to you is we've got these things from the past, and we think that these were chosen people, Moses, Jesus, that they were chosen people. But what I'm here to say is that we are all chosen, that we all have this power. We all have this authority over it with the universe. We created the universe to be there for us. And we have to understand that the same way Jesus believed it, the same way Moses believed it. Our problem is we do not believe.
Right now.
Yes, many people do believe that if they say it in Jesus' name, that it will be done. They believe that because they believe they have no power. But they have seen or believe others who have seen the power of Jesus. So they ask in his name, even though he said, why are you so amazed? These things and more shall you do. Yet the people could not believe it. Many do not to this day. You all imagine you are unworthy. So you ask in the name of Jesus, or the Blessed Virgin Mary, or the patron saint, or this or that, or the sun god, or the spirit of the east. You use anybody's name, anybody's, but your own. Yet I tell you this, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Jump off the building, and you shall fly. Now, I say that jokingly, but yes, you shall. There have been people who have levitated, and people who have walked through walls, and even left their bodies. So, I'm saying that to let you know that there is nothing that you can't do. Ego, that which is separate, individual, can never duplicate or demonstrate that which is one. By seeking to demonstrate, and I'm sorry, I skipped over the part regarding the man that wanted to fly and stuff of that nature. And it's not that he couldn't fly. It's just that he was trying to be something special or more above everyone else. And it's not about the ego. It is about we are all one. He was seeking to demonstrate that he was God. The man on the building demonstrated only his separateness, not his unity. Jesus, on the other hand, demonstrated godliness by demonstrating unity and seeking unity and wholeness wherever and upon whomever he looked. And this, his consciousness and God's consciousness were one. And in such a state, whatever he called forth was made manifest in his divine reality in that holy moment. So, you see, all it takes is Christ consciousness to perform a miracle. More simple than you think. And many have achieved such consciousness. Many have been Christed, not just Jesus of Nazareth. And I say to you all, you can be Christed too by seeking to be, by choosing to be. But it is a choice you must make every day, every minute. It must become the very purpose of your life. It is the purpose of your life. You simply do not know it. And even if you knew it, even if you remembered the exquisite reasons for your existence, you do not seem to know how to get there from where you are. I tell you this again. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. if not to say delusional, yes, but really, while I have to give you good grades for trying an A for effort, so to speak, I can't say. I can't agree with you that you've been seeking and knocking for 35 years. And I say that because there are so many people that claim that they're on the I'm on the road to my Lord, and I've been this and that. But we all know that that's not the case. We all know that we've got these ministers, we got these deacons, we got these every priests and everybody that want you to believe that they're quote unquote on the road. But you have to understand it's being true, and you can't be true if you're living a lie. And that's what is happening, because we've got it set up where God told me to do this per se, as far as be a minister. You can be, we are all ministers, we are all messengers. But what we've done, we've allowed man to come in and tell us more about God than the God that is within us, that is talking to us every day. So as we get ready to close, it is truly a pleasure to be back before you. I just wanted us to get back on the track of knowing we have our being. Through Christ, we are. I said through Christ because God is one. Same way, we're all one. And we have to see one. And that's
big. Hello?